Okay, Rabotai. The next malacha that we have to cover is not really discussed in Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, where we're up to. Rather, the malacha of Lush appears on Yud Ches and on Kuf Nun Hei. The malacha of Lush is a complicated malacha. What we're going to try to do is keep it simple to the best of our ability and try to understand the dinim, although some of them will be still hard. I have to admit, last week I was sitting on the Bezdin attempting to convert somebody, and like when you're on the Bezdin trying to convert people, you always want to find out that they know basic halachos, how to be a Jew. So you ask them, what bracha do you make on an apple? What bracha do you make on coffee? And we ask them, like, melachas Shabbos, how many melachos are there? And like, you ask them something, like, how do you, if you want to have hot food Shabbos morning, what do you do? Like, basic stuff. So I always try to get a little more than the most basics. I ask them about Borer a little bit. This past week, there was a young woman who was converting. She has a little baby, actually. Whatever, that's a different story. She and the guy who she plans on marrying after being Jewish, they have a little baby. So I ask her, tell me, you have a baby. Do you ever make the baby cereal on Shabbos? Like, how do you do that? That's a really hard question, no? That's a shayla about the malacha of Lush. How do you make baby cereal on Shabbos? No? My guess is if we go around the base medrash, how many guys would get that right? Now, it happens, Baruch Hashem, we're lucky, we're already Jewish, you know? But sometimes the questions that we ask people in the process of conversion, l'da avoneinu, are questions that guys in the base medrash might not answer. So what I hope we'll be able to do by the end of these two shiurim or so that we'll give about Lush is to know how do you make baby cereal on Shabbos, right? You know what baby cereal is? Go to the store and buy beech nut baby cereal, okay? It is, there are three types. There is rice, and then, what's the third type? I don't remember. There's rice, and there's oatmeal, and there's a third type also. Basically, what you do is you pour the cereal in a bowl, a certain amount of cereal, then you take breast milk that was stored up, and you pour the breast milk on the food, and you have baby cereal that the baby eats. At the very beginning, babies only nurse. Later on, they begin to take some sort of solids. Right? Shalant is not the first food you eat in life, as disappointing as that is. Right? You have to build yourself up to the madriga of shalant. Right? So first you eat like some rice cereal, then you move to oatmeal cereal, whatever it is. But rice and oatmeal cereal is a cereal shayla of Lush, because what you do is you're adding a liquid to a solid. The malacha of Lush is when I combine particles to become a solid, right, through a liquid medium, that's called Lush. That's kneading. Lush in many ways, Rav Rimon points out in the Hakdama to this malacha, that Lush is the opposite of the malachas that we've been learning until now. The malachas we've been learning until now, Borer, Tochein, these malachas are taking one entity and breaking it into smaller pieces. No? Lush is Punkt Fakert. Lush is I take smaller pieces and I make it into one entity. No? It's like Punkt Fakert, but it's also malacha. How, why was Lush done in the Mishkan? So Kayadua, there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Reb Haigon. According to Reb Haigon, it's easy. They would have to do Lush in the Mishkan in order to make the Lechem Haponim, the Karban Mincha, right? They would have to do Lush in the Mishkan for that. According to Rashi, the Lush that they did in the Mishkan is in order to have dye with which they could dye the curtains for the Mishkan. No? There are different types of dye. There's Techeles, Argaman, and Tehila Ashani. Techeles and Argaman both come from a snail, a Murex trunculus, Kayadua. No? And the way Techeles and Argaman is made is you take the snail and you squeeze it and you have the dye. But Tehila Ashani is not made like that. Tehila Ashani is made by you take certain spices and you grind it up and you add some liquid to it and you make it into a paste. And then you dye stuff. No? That's Tehila Ashani. According to Rashi's understanding, the malacha of Lush in the Mishkan, was in the creation of the Tzolastra. And they actually, if you look, you know the four-volume English language Hochel Shabbos book by Rabbi Ribiat? So Rabbi Ribiat begins the Malacha of Lush by pointing this out. Okay. Let's go slowly, gentlemen. In the Malacha of Lush, we're going to see a lot of different terms. We'll see terms that we'll discuss, I hope, later today in a few minutes called Bar Gibol and not Bar Gibol. Bar Gibol means, does it really combine together? Does it really need together to become one entity? Lav Bar Gibol means it doesn't really combine together. No? Afer is an example in the Gemara of Lav Bar Gibol. Afer means I have ashes. Right? So I don't know if you've ever tried this, but you have ashes and you want to make it into a paste of some sort, so you add water to the ashes, it doesn't really combine well, no? If I have flour and I add water to it, it will become one entity, become a dough, right? But ashes is lav bar gibol. So one thing that we'll have to talk about is bar gibol and lav bar gibol. Another thing that we'll have to talk about is a distinction in halacha between belila ova and belila raka. What's a belila ova? A thick mixture, which we would call a dough. A belila raka has a different English word. It's called batter. Nachon. If you make pancakes, this is one of the things I know how to make very well, Baruch Hashem. You make pancakes. Pancakes begins as a batter, not a dough. L'may nachkan between batter and dough, does it pour? I could take a batter from Kaylee A and pour it into Kaylee B, no? The way I make pancakes is I take my cup, I take some of the batter and I pour it into the pan, right? That's a batter. A batter is belila raka. A dough is belila ova. It seems to Schwartz. Again, I apologize. Maybe I shouldn't do this, but I like to say over my own chidushim sometimes. My chidush for so far, the beginning, the hakdama of Lush, is azoy. According to the Reb Haigain, the source of Lush is from making the menachos or the lechem haponim. Gentlemen, is that a belila raka or a belila ava? Belila ava. The carbon mincha is, right? It's a bread. The lechem haponim is bread. That's blila ava. So the av belacha, according to Rav Haigain, is a blila ava. But Rashi tells me that the way they make, that the av belacha is with what's it called? Is for the Samim Monim. And for the Samim Monim, again, I'm not an expert. I've never made Toila Ashani dye. But my understanding is that all dyes are Belila Raka. So it would seem, according to Rashi, the Av Malacha is Belila Raka. According to the Reb Haigain, the Av Malacha is Belila Ova. Okay, so we started off with the Chiddush. Now I want to go back to the basics. What does one need to do to violate Lush on Shabbos? So, Kayadua, there is a dispute between the Tana Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, and the Tana Rebbe Yaisi, Rebbe Yehuda. According to Rebbe, when do you violate the malacha of Lush? Gemara Yud Ches Enon Kuf Nun He tells me, Echa Nosein Es HaKemach, Echa Nosein Es HaMayim, HaAcharin Chayiv, Divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, if I have flour and I add water to the flour, I am Chayiv. I just did the malacha of Lush. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino chayav ad sheyigabel. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you're only chayav if you knead it together. Right? Kneading means You know, my kids sing this song when they bake challah. The only thing I need is challah dough. You know that song?
No, but it sounds hilarious.
It's kind of funny, yeah? It's like, whatever. Things can be fun at home sometimes. So the only thing I need is challah dough. So kneading means that you get your elbows all... Right? It's a workout. You should know, it's not easy to knead challah dough. According to Yosef ben Yehuda, you only chayiv ad sheyigabel. Now, when you read the Gemara, you see contradictory evidence about who I should paskin like. The Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, going up to Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Beit Shammai, there's a machlokes Beit Shammai Beis Hillel, about what we call Shavisas Kelim on Shabbos. Meaning, can I start a malacha on Erev Shabbos and have that malacha continue on Shabbos? Beis Hillel says, oh yeah. Beis Shammai says, no you can't. Because the fact that the malacha is continuing on Shabbos shows that my kelim are involved in doing a malacha on Shabbos. And Shavisas kelim is also according to Beis Shammai. One of the examples in the Mishnah, the first example in the Mishnah is Beis Shammai Oimrim, En Shorin Diyo, Bisamimonim, Gukrishin, Elokadeshi, Ashurim, Mibaodiyom. Beis Shammai says, you have to do it, Mibaodiyom. You have to have the dye be soaked in on Friday. Meaning it has to be really done on Friday. Beis Hillel Matirim. Beis Hillel says that once you began the process, Mibaodiyom, Rashi learns, once you added water on Friday, you can have the dye continue to soak all Shabbos. Zach the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter to soak the dye, to leave the dye soak on Shabbos, once you are no saint mayim mibaodiyim. Right? That's what Beis Hillel says. You don't have to mamish, need it mibaodiyim, as long as you're no saint mayim mibaodiyim. Zok the Gemara, that's because Beis Hillel goes like the Tana Rebbe, that Rebbe Yehuda Hanossi says that all you need is nesinas mayim to be chayav for lash. So the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, as understood by the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, says, I paskin like Rebbe. I paskin like Rebbe.
Because Beis Hillel goes like Rebbe?
Because what?
It says straight out that we paskin like Rebbe, or it says that
because... No, it says that the Mishnah is going like Rebbe. Man Tana, I'm Rebbe Yosef, it's Rebbe he.
Of Beis Hillel. That's
Beis Hillel. The Tana of Beis Hillel. In Judaism, generally, we pass like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. There are six exceptions. Taisus and Sukkadaf. Gilma Amar Aleph points out in the name of Amram Gil, there are six exceptions, but usually I pass like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. Nachon? So Yud Ches Amar Aleph tells me I pass in like Rebbe. Yud Ches Amar Aleph tells me that the Mishnah is going Aliba de Rebbe. Kufnun Hey Amid Beis is talking about various details in feeding animals, no? The end of the Masechta is all about like feeding animals. But sometimes there are important halachas that emerge from feeding animals. So the Mishnah has something that's hard to understand. It says, Mehalkitim Natar Negoylin, whatever that means, and Nosnin Mayim Lemursan Avalo Govlin. You're allowed to add water into Mursan is some sort of cereal for the animals. You're going to give animal food. Avalo Govlin, you can't need it. Zok the Gemara. Amar Abaya. Amiso Shmaitza. Kame Demar. That Masnisen. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehudahi. Man Kufnun Hey Amid Beis says that the Mishnah is going like, or the Mishnah over there is going like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So I have contradictory evidence about Mishnayis. I have a steer in Mishnayis, the way the Gemara understands it. The Mishnah Yudches is going like the Tana Rebbe, that you're chayiv for just adding mayim. The Mishnah on Kuf Nun He Amid Beis is going according to the Tana Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. Usually, if there's a machlokas between Rebbe and one Tana, I would paskin like Rebbe. Halacha ke Rebbe mechave ro. Whenever Rebbe disagrees with any one Tana, we paskin like Rebbe. The Gemara has a lashon or a discussion in the Gemara about is halacha ke Rebbe mechave ro velo mechave rov, or halacha ke Rebbe mechave roi vaafilu mechave rov. But basically, we paskin like Rebbe when he disagrees with a Tana. So Hasvar no sin, that's how pass like Rebbe. However, there's a Stam Mishnah on Kuf Nun Hei, they pass like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. However, there's a Stam Mishnah on Yud Ches, they pass like Rebbe. What do I do? So, majority of Rishonim pass like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. Majority Rishonim Halohima, the Rifon Samach Zayin Amid Beis, and the Rambam and Perek Ches of Hilchus Shabbos, and the Magen Mishnah, and the Rashba, and the Ran, and the Rush. The majority of Rishain and Paskin, like the Tana, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda. However, the Ba'al Sefer HaTeruma, the Sefer HaTeruma is Rabbeinu Baruch. He is one of the four major Talmidim of the Ri HaZaken, the Ri of Dampierre, and the Sefer HaTeruma Paskins like Rebbe. Not only the Sefer HaTeruma, the Beis Yosef quotes in Shin Chaf Aleph, Se'if Tesvav Tes Zayin, but it's not only the Sefer HaTeruma, it's the Smag and the Smak also. So there's a school of Rishonim, a smaller school, not as large. There's a school of Rishonim who paskin like Rebbe. But the majority of Rishonim paskin like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. Therefore in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, Se'ifim, Yudalet Tesvav Tesayin, etc., the Mechaber tells me that the Stam opinion is like Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda, that you only violate Lush when you actually mix it together. But until kneading, you don't violate Lush.
Which way?
Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda's way. Eino chayiv ad sheyigabel. That the chayiv sets in when I actually knead it. However, there's a Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Yesh Omrim tells me that, no. The Yesh Omrim says, Hodeshari la'ariv mashke b'chardol, davka shenasno mi ba'odyoim. That means I'm only allowed to add a liquid if I put it there mi ba'odyoim. If the liquid is already added on Friday, but on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to add the liquid, Mishum Lush, and that is understood by the Beis Yosef and by most poskim as to mean that the Yesh Omrim paskins like the Tana Rebbe, and the Rama writes in Shin Chaf Aleph that this is our Minhag. That means that the Minhag of Ashkenazim is like Rebbe. Good.
Who do we put the bit? Like, say, let's say Svartim. They have justice. They have a Stam and a Yeshayim. Who do they paskin like?
So the Stam and the Mechaber and the Yeshayim, the Svartim would paskin like the Stam. That means that the Pashtus and Svarti halacha should be like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, that adding a liquid lachaora is not lush, according to Svartim. But for Ashkenazim, adding a liquid is lush. That is the Pashtus. However, There is in Rav Rimon Sefer, he points out that there are some Sfaradi poskim who feel that we should be machmir like Rebbe. The Ben Ish Chai said that. There are some Sfaradi poskim who said that we should be machmir like Rebbe. But la halacha, Pashto says that Sfaradim follow Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, and all is grand. Yes, sir. Well, Beis Shammai is like the foil. In other words, the conversation begins according to Beis Shammai, but that conversation leads us to a shaila about Lush in general. You're right, the details on Yud Zayinam and Beis Rachvisas, Kalim, etc., Machlikas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, we hold like Beis Hillel. But within that conversation, we also get to a halacha l'maisa conversation about at what point you violate Lush, a Machlikas Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. And the Sefer HaTruma Paskins like Rebbe, and the rest of Yerushalayim passes Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Ma'achaber passes like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, the Ramah writes that the Minig is like Rebbe. Yes, sir. You had a comment? No. Now, L'cha Oira. There is a conceptual nafgamina between Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe about what is the malacha of lush. Kneading, when you mix it together, you are creating a single entity. According to the time of Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, I'm not chayav for lush until I create a single entity. Adding water begins the process of making a dough, but it's not yet a single entity. The Tana Rebbe Yehuda Hanosi, the Tana Rebbe says that I'm chayiv for beginning the chibor, even though the chibor is not nigmar. No? I add water to flour, it begins to combine. I'm chayiv, even though it's not yet nigmar. That's a conceptual point that I want to come back to a little bit later. Next point. Read the words of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda on Yud Ches Omer Aleph and on Kuf Nun Hey. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, Einoi chayiv ad sheyigabel. Type the word. Eino chayiv ad sheyigabel. So there is an Isser Derabbanan to add water. So push comes to shove, l'cha'ora, there's not much of a nafgamina. Everybody holds I'm not allowed to put, I'm not allowed to pour water onto the ground. Even if I hold like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, like the majority of Rishonim, but there is an Isser Derabbanan to pour water on the ground. So if your kids are playing in the sandbox on Shabbos, no? So sandboxes are not muktzah because they are miyuchad for kids playing. There is actually a shayla of merakeid that we should have spoken about yesterday. Let's say a mother is with her kids or trying to get a kid out of a sandbox on Shabbos and the wedding ring falls into the sandbox. Are you allowed to use one of those, you know, sifter toys to get the wedding ring out? Pekuach nefesh! Because losing a wedding ring or certainly an engagement ring. Wedding rings are like worth $60. Engagement rings are worth like a couple of $1,000. Start saving up now, but pekuach nefesh. I tell you, that's one of my favorite shaylas I got was one time when I first became the rabbi of the shul. So a young woman comes over to my apartment already in the middle of the meal, and she mamish has tears on her face. So I ask her, Tova, what's going on? She says, I just got engaged. I'm like, Mazel Tov, why are you crying? So she's like, I went to wash the Tilas Yadayim and my engagement ring fell down the drain. Am I allowed to ask the super to unscrew the sink to get an engagement ring, because the concern is going to be as more water goes in, the ring will go deeper, 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 right, until it's gone. So what's the halacha? Is Amira l'nachri permitted to do a da'iraisa, right, l'cha'ora, it's so ser min ha'tayra, to take apart the kitchen sink, because it's mechuba l'karka, and it is so ser almanas l'vnos, you're taking it apart in order to put it back together, no? Are you allowed to ask a goy to take the sink apart to get the wedding ring? So I thought it was mutter, because one of the coolest for Amir al-Nachri is that we make on Amir al-Nachri even on the Da'iraisa b'makom hefsid, which probably means hefsid meruba. I thought that a wedding ring, an engagement ring, is a hefsid meruba. She was very happy I gave her this kula. And they found it. They had the Goyish super come, unscrew it. It must have been like the most weird meal, because like you have like 15 people. And meals in the Heights can be very large. You have like a bunch of people. And they're all like waiting, and the super comes up, because like I said, the super's allowed to come up, and he unscrews the sink. He gets her wedding ring. Yay, hooray. It was like kind of fun, whatever. That was one of my fun shilas in life. Okay. So if a woman loses her ring in the sandbox is at mukta, you lose your ring in the sandbox, so you can't use the sand toy to get it out, that being the malacha of mirakeid. Are kids allowed to pour water on the dirt in the sandbox? No. Why not?
It's lush.
It's lush. And even according to the Tana Reb Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, this does an Isser de Rabbanon of what's it called? It still is an Isser de Rabbanon, and therefore you should tell your kids that they can't pour water in the sandbox on Shabbos. Okay, great. Mishnah Berurah writes, Shin Chof Aleph Se'if Katin Nun Zayin. Mishnah Berurah, Shin Chof Aleph Nun Zayin. Kasav Hamagin Avram. Nirali to Osir Lahashtin Altit Mishum Gibol. Right? Let's say someone is in Camp Yagil on Shabbos. Where do you urinate?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Are you allowed to urinate on dirt on Shabbos?
Not so
we pass in, L'cha'ayrek should be Osir, because even if you hold like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, there's an Isser de Rabbanon of Nesinas Mayim. Putting water on the ground is also mid Rabbanon, even if it's not going to make stuff grow. Right? Remember, we spoke about the potential malacha of Zoreya and Choyresh. Right? There are three malachas you could violate by urinating on the ground on Shabbos. Okay, this is not something to discuss at a Shabbos meal, but there are three malachas: Zoreya, Choyresh, and Lush. Magen Avram is called by the Mishnah Berurah that you're not allowed to urinate on the ground out lush. V'kavanaso afilu l'rov haposkim who hold that eino chayv akshi yigabeo mikol makom isura miha ika. It's at least an Isser d'Rabbanon. However, the Mishnah Berurah goes on and he says Matsasi b'sefer beis meir dematir b'makom hatzorech afilu lahashden altit, because it's a psik resha deloy nichole on an iser d'rabbanon. If it's not my dirt, so I don't care if it's lushed or not lushed, and it's only an iser d'rabbanon because rov poskim hold that the iser d'oraisa of lush is only ad sheyigabel. So it's an Isser d'Rabbanon. And then even though there's a psik resha, my kavana is to urinate, not to do lush. But it's a psik resha, it's going to have lush. Psik resha, deloni chole, on an Isser d'Rabbanon, bimakayim. Hatzorech, you got to use the bathroom. Says the Beis Meir, you can be megal. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Lamed Vav raises an objection. He says maybe it should be choresh, or it's a reya. But we have to bracket that aside. Mitzad the Isser of Lush, we have a Kula. Yes, sir.
Didn't we say it was Derech Koko?
What?
Didn't we say it was Koko?
is it kilkel? I don't know if it's kilkel. It's the grandma. Is it kilkel?
First of all, people don't really want urine on their ground.
I'm in the forest. I don't think it's kilkel. I don't think it makes it worse. If anything, it makes it better because it's fertilizer. We discussed in Simon Shin Lamed Vav in the Bir Halacha that Mishnah Berurah quoted from the experts in science or something as to whether the urinating is bad for the ground or not.
We saw that Tiferes Yisrael.
It's Tiferes Yisrael, right? The Bir Halacha in Shin Lamed Vav, in Shin Lamed Vav Se'if Gimel, he writes V'dad de Besefer Tiferes Yisrael Kosav de Bechachmas Akonomiya. It's very good. Right? The Meiraglayim is very good for it. I don't know. Okay. So, do I pass a Rebbe or like Rebbe? I see Rebbe Yehuda seems to be a machlokas mechaber Ramah, but even the Ramah is saying it as a chumrah, not as Ikar Hadin. The Ikar Hadin is that we pass in like Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. However, the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph entertains an idea that something that is not Bar Gibel is going to be Chayiv with Nesinas Mayim, even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, right? Remember, the Mishnah on Yud Ches says that you're only allowed to be shayrid yayusam emonim if you began the process miba'od yom, according to Beis Hillel, which means that you added the liquid to the salam miba'od yom. The Gemara says that lacha'ori, this goes according to Rebbe, not Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. Then the Gemara is docha. The Gemara says, no, maybe it even goes according to Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. But because the samimonim is not bar gibor, it doesn't unite to become a single paste, so therefore it's never going to be one entity. So therefore, even Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that you're chayiv for nesinas mayim. The Gemara in Yitzchak suggests that because it's not bar gibor, there is a bigger chumrah. And even Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda would say that you are chayiv on Nesinas Mayim. The Gemara seems to reject that line, but the Balei HaTosfos on Yud Ches Amud Aleph say no, it remains lahalacha. So this is what I want to pick up on tomorrow, because it'll take me, I can't do this in 2 minutes, but look at that Tosfos. Did you see the Tosfos on Yud Ches yet?
I didn't fully understand.
Look at the Tosfos carefully in Yud Ches, and we'll begin our conversation about a davar that's not bar gibel. Is it more of a chumrah in lash, or more of a kula in lash? The other thing to note is look at the top Rashi on Kuf Nun Hey Amen Aleph. The Gemara will speak about certain shinuyim that we do during Lush. Rashi has a razzle-dazzle idea that shinuyim do not help if you paskin like Rebbe. Right? That will be like a Pandora's box. And if you want to know why Lush is so complicated, these are some of the reasons. Okay, gentlemen? We should have a blessed day. We should dive in with Kavanah.